Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
We social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode and quite possibly previous episodes as well. Oh, dang it. I haven't quite figured out that button yet. It started the thing over. Hi. Happy whatever day in the quarantine this is for you. If you're listening to this years down the line when you're studying humanity and you're thinking to yourself, why am I wasting my time on these old-ass episodes that only had about 12 downloads? Well, you have to tell yourself you are just that cool, you are eccentric, and you are whatever timeline you're in, the hipster. You're the person who goes, I only listen to podcasts that never got enough radio play. Like, that is going to be you. So thank you for that. I am coming to you live from the podcast/office/crying room here in Studio City, where we are being... where we are hunkering down. It is, there's a lot of projects that were like, I can't wait to get started on these things, that thing, a lot of remodeling, not remodeling, but, you know, but putting shit up on the walls, setting stuff up for the podcast space. And I have all the time in the world, but none of the energy. So I definitely do not have the drive that I need right now to get these things done. I mean, yeah, I set up a lot of stuff already, but it's not quite where I want it to be. And I have all these different ideas of like, oh, this can go here, that can go there, with so much excitement, but I have yet to execute a single bit of it. So if you're listening and you want me to get things done, message me, tell me, hey, fucking do it already. Sometimes I respond to peer pressure. Sometimes I can't pressure myself enough. Once it becomes homework, that's when it becomes tiring. I mean, I've had this idea for a sketch thing to shoot from home that is very much within the realm of possibilities, and I have the resources to do it, but it's more about just sitting down and writing the script, and that's homework, you guys. I don't write jokes. I just figure them out along the way. And that says a lot more about me than it says about anybody else. But we are here. I recorded a few episodes not that long ago. I started doing this thing where I check in with people, see how they're doing. This episode is actually going to be with a couple of relatives. One of my cousins, one of my sisters, and then another comedian and, two comics. A couple that are living together with other people. And I just wanted to see how everybody was doing. I try not to make it so much about the coronavirus that's going on. The more I see stuff on social media, it's usually either people complaining about it, other people saying stay home, other people saying I don't want to stay home, other people saying look at those idiots that aren't staying home, other people saying you know thank the medical workers, other people saying it's fake, it's so repetitious. I want to in some way distance myself from that. But at the same time, then I will be left with very little entertainment. And then you could say, Jose, what about all those books that you have? Why don't you just read them again, or the ones that you haven't read yet? Yes, these are all very possible things. I could have started my workout regimen. I could have finished fucking building things. Sometimes you just don't need to do any of that. Sometimes you can wallow. Sometimes you can be lazy, especially if you are the kind of person that isn't traditionally lazy. I mean, just fucking, I don't know, take it easy just a little bit, just for a little while. I mean, this is the opportunity. I've seen some of my friends post about how much weight they've gained, and I see the photos of them, and I get so angry that they are just, they're there feeling overweight, and I'm like, I would kill to have the body you currently have. You know, that's not true. I'm not fucking desperate to lose weight. Although every now and then when I see myself in a certain shirt, I'm like, I would like it if this shirt just fit a little better, just a little bit, not like a lot. I just want it to be like where it doesn't look like I have cleavage. That would be probably the one thing. And I'm always like 10 pounds away from whatever goal it is that I want to reach. And, you know, if and when I have a goal. During this time, I have nothing. I have none of those things. It's like the only thing I do is like, oh, I got a little hard to get up the stairs today. I'm just going to go up and down the stairs a little bit more just for the hell of it. And I did that today and over the last couple of days. Because it's the bare minimum of the things that I can do. I had this thought the other day about I was having cereal for breakfast, which, by the way, cooking at home has been amazing and it's great. But sometimes you just want to, like, fucking pour cereal into a bowl, get some milk, and then be done with it. Just eat. And I do that. And I was going through the cereals, which we are progressively running out of, which I guess I got to restock soon. And I thought of a perfect sort of analogy that works for me. Analogy, metaphor, whichever one it is. I was eating Oops All Berries, which I love. I love Oops All Berries. You know, sometimes you when I would get Captain Crunch, I would always get the eat the stuff that wasn't the berries first, just so I would be left with a bowl full of berries, because I felt like I earned it. I felt like I earned a bowl full of berries. And then Oops All Berries comes around, and then I say, okay, I guess this is what I'll be eating now because I love it. So I did that the other day, and it occurred to me, I love being home. I wish I could be home more. I wish I could spend more time just, you know, but not having to impress anybody, not really having to talk to anybody. And if I do, it's from a distance, so that way when that conversation is over, I can hit play on a movie and then be done with it. That is the ideal life for me. I always think about, like, someday I'm either going to move to a cabin in the woods, or I'm going to move out by the beach and then, you know, one or the other, and just relax, you know, like, and then be away from everything, everyone, all of that stuff. And this is sort of an education of how that would be. Obviously, I wouldn't be so contained in a home. I'd still be able to go out and do things in that scenario. But at the same time, being here, getting the thing that I wanted is my Oops All Berries. I didn't earn it, and it may be a bit too much of it. It's gonna bother me a little bit, you know. So I gotta change things up a little bit. We all do, and I think that's what's inspiring some people to go for a walk, or inspiring some people to do things that are just a little bit different, even if it's just a distraction for a moment. I mean, I learned a really, really basic magic trick, or just not even a magic trick. It's just an illusion with the hands. And when I figured it out, I was like, this is dope. It took me 2 minutes to figure it out. And then once I did, I was very disappointed, because I was like, okay, I recorded it this one time. Now that moment has moved on, because by the time somebody asks me in person, hey, let me see how you did that, I'm not going to be able to do it anymore. And I don't want to stand there and learn it all over again, because for me, that moment's already passed. By the time I post this episode's already passed. By the time you've listened to this, it's already passed. You're moving on to the next thing. This is filler, passing time. This is moving forward and just, you know, filling up your what existence with things until you're able to resume to whatever the new normal is going to be, you know, soon enough. Oops All Berries is nice, but we got to change things up a little bit, or at least, at the very least, earn whatever that change is. Let's get this episode started, you guys. It's going to be with three guests or four guests all together. Just enjoy it. If you like my cousin and my sister, don't follow them, please. It's really weird and disturbing when either a podcast listener or a comedian starts following one of my siblings. And it's always really disturbing, because I know what you guys have in your minds. I've hung out with these comedians. I've seen the things that they say. One of them was objectifying so many women in very short period of time. And then he starts following my sister. And I'm like, dude, I know what's going on in your brain. There's no way that you're going to be that disrespectful to that many women, but then be like, but you know what? Jose's siblings, I'm going to go ahead and respect them. Bullshit. No, stay away, please. If you're going to objectify anybody, objectify me. I'm okay. You know, just have a few drinks. And then you're going to be like, you know what? Jose's not that terrible looking. A little less mustache and a little more cleavage. And we got ourselves a good show. I'm just saying, there's options out there. All right, I'm going to stop talking, because now I'm talking about what I would be like if you were attracted to me. So ignore that last part, but enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks. You know what? Let's go ahead and get this going. How's about that? Let's accept this call. Yo, yo, homie, yo.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. They won't be able to see you, but they'll at least hear you.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so I have on Cindy Aravena. Aravena?
Aravena.
Aravena.
Aravena. Aravena, yeah.
Okay, Aravena. So Cindy. No, it's funny. I had a double booked you and someone else, as both of you are named Cindy. And then I was like, wait, which one am I going to? Then I had to be like, all right, one of them I'm just going to have to get rid of. So I got rid of her. She's gone. She's not even here anymore. So,
wow. Yeah. I'm the winning Cindy.
You're the winning Cindy. There's very few Cindys that I know that, I mean, it's because whenever I meet more than one, I make them fight each other. It's
I mean, we're really good fighters. All of us are.
Yeah. Eventually,
scrappy.
The final battle is going to be between you and my half sister, Cindy. So that, just so you know, like, there's only going to be one, but my money's on her. So it's just, you know.
Oh shit. Yeah. Does she have a strong upper body? Cause that's my weakness.
She sure does. She has the Chavez structure where we're unusually top heavy. That is like our strength, but then that makes it way easier for us to like fall over because we have like no balance.
I could just trip her and I would win the fight.
Exactly. Just go for the legs. That's literally yeah. all it has to be. But I think it's better to have like a stronger lower half because that means uh-huh. you can move faster, you can kick harder, and you can sweep someone under because when they're top heavy, they're easy to like knock down.
Yeah.
So next time you want to fight somebody, just put your hands behind you and just like kind of like hold them there and then fight. You can't see what I'm doing because it's inside of a shot on me, but I have my hands behind me like doing an act out as if you could see me or anyone else could hear it.
I can't even see him. This is how in the dark all of us are.
I know. It's crazy right now. Cindy is a comic. We've mm-hmm. done comedy shows together. Both she and I at separate points produced shows for the Dude's Brew.
Yes,
and we did comedy out there and we made people laugh and then we went home somehow poorer. That's what we do though.
Mine stopped, but not even because of the quarantine. This was like months before that.
Yeah.
Mine lost, so it's fine.
See, I feel like this would be something happening to you like a week before the quarantine, or you making a bad call. Like you just make fun of, like you tell your work, you know what? I'm going on vacation starting next week. And then, you know, like move forward. It's you like, son of a bitch. This is, you're dressed like in a coconut shells and a Hawaiian shirt and shit. Chris is all like surf's up, dude. And instead you guys are in your living room. That would be worse. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say.
I couldn't imagine like being on vacation at this time because like most people, they had to be like quarantined for 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like your 1 week vacation could easily be like a 3 week vacation.
See, that's why I'm glad that I don't travel because I can't be surprised. Like that is, I don't have a really fear of it. But I was always convinced that I would like end up in, if I went to Mexico, I would somehow get stuck there. Like something just happens right at the moment, or I misplace my wallet all the time. So I probably would lose mm-hmm. my passport and get stuck there. Like nobody would look at me and say, yeah, that guy's American. Like they would just be like, sorry, buddy, all closed up.
You gotta stay.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Have you traveled places?
No, I'm not a traveler. I mean, like my one claim to fame is I went to Florida. Oh, I have a poor connection?
Or it's telling me I have a poor connection, which I know I do. Let me try to move out into the living room. I think it might be stronger there.
Yeah, the poor connection, what that means in the people that are listening in 20 years, that's when you don't have enough money to get a good connection.
This is the bottom of the barrel connection. I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah,
we're on like a legacy account with Spectrum for when it used to be Time Warner Cable. This is a really interesting podcast fodder.
I know it is. It's next really good.
to my betrothed, Chris. Say hi, Chris.
Hey,
how's it going?
How's it going, Jose?
Doing good, dude. Okay, so I'm wearing the red beanie. You're wearing the green beanie. That's how you tell us apart. It's Chris. You have a beautiful group. The amount of facial hair you have is angering.
I'm sorry. I would happily give it to you. I'm not using all of it. I could use like two-thirds of it maybe.
Yeah, but you're a guy who has like a full head of hair and a full facial hair. Like you are you you would make so many people very angry, and I think
he does.
Yeah, and you have a lot of height. Now tell me, yeah. Chris. Chris is another comedian. The two are actually they're doing a phone interview with me because I'm going to officiate their wedding right now. Surprise! Oh, you guys didn't know. But get ready, go. No,
we're gonna save thousands of dollars. This is nice.
That's you know what? That's the way to do it. Just honestly, get have somebody come out and just officiate. Knock it out of the park, do a quick photo. I saw somebody did a quarantine video conference wedding recently.
The whole wedding?
Oh, yeah, because the wedding had to be amazing. Postponed. So what they decided to do is they decided to just have the wedding and they video conferenced in all the different people, like all the guests or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's smart, beautiful. But at the same time, I'm like, just wait a little bit, you know?
Yeah, sounds like a really big to-do. Like just elope and then have a party later.
Yeah, it's, I mean... Look, a drunken house party is the way that my family does it, and I think that's the way everyone should do it. Except for when my mom got married, she did a cash bar, which was the worst. I was like,
oh yeah, you can't do a cash bar at your wedding. It's got to be open bar or no bar. Yeah. Okay?
If you have to go ghetto and have like a bartender that serves your drinks using like. The Coke cans, not the dispenser. Like, go super ghetto with it, but that's fine. Do that versus
doing cash.
I almost left my own mom's wedding, and I'm the one that walked her down the aisle. Like, that's how against it I was.
It's like, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that's that. So how are you guys holding out? That was the whole point of this, was I was just kind of checking in with people, see how everyone's doing in these times.
Yeah,
we're doing okay. We're both still somehow able to make money during this time, but who knows for how long.
Right.
He's still like going into his work. He just works one-on-one with his boss pretty much. And yeah, then I've just been home.
He works for a university, so it's distance learning now, but I'm like more necessary on class days than I used to be because he used to just be able to go in. And now it all has to be from his house.
I like that. It teaches us how much we don't need to be in that one location. It's good to congregate. Not right now, but like it's a lot of that stuff is unnecessary. Like I'm finding out that a lot of people are working from home now with the same amount of ease. You just got to make sure you put the right parameters around yourself to like, yeah, you have to be your own boss at that point. It's
yeah, definitely.
Which is what
comedy yeah. is. I've been working from home for a while, so like I probably started 10 years ago or so.
Yeah, you've been working home for a long time.
So like I'm a big proponent of it, but it is difficult to kind of, like you said, set the parameters and like teach yourself how to actually be productive while you're doing it because you have literally all the distractions in the world available to you.
Yeah,
because you're just at home and you're not monitored.
Is it difficult having her home like all the time when you're working? Is she like standing behind you, like just like staring at the monitor during a video conference?
I mean,
that's exactly what I do.
Well, there have been times when like you're trying to have like a cup of tea or something, and you're accidentally in the background of a
Zoom stretching or doing yoga like or something, and I forget. Like, oh yeah, all those students can see me.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm more talking about, like, back when I was working for Beachbody.
Oh, yeah.
That would happen a decent amount, but, like, it's an interesting thing, but, like, I think it's great if more people wind up being able to work from home long-term after this, because it's just such a better, like, lifestyle-wise, it's just so much better. Because no matter what your commute is, you're going to hate your commute once you start working from home.
Yeah.
Well, especially in Los Angeles, like maybe other places are not so bad with that stuff. But here it's just it takes forever to get anywhere.
Right. But even still, it's like even if you're let's say your commute's only like 15 minutes each way, then that's like 30 minutes. And then it's like you still have to like get dressed to like acceptable human quality. And like, so however much time that takes, so it winds up being like at least an hour or something dedicated to your day just to go to work and get ready for work, at least an hour. And it's like, if you don't have that, you can just start working. Like, I literally had days where I was working on, like, big projects where I could roll out of bed, start a cup of, like, start a pot of coffee, and just start working, like, immediately. And it was like, that was the only way I was able to get some of that shit done, was just being able to get it running started. It.
Are you a morning person?
I mean, I think I started being more of one.
You're more so than I am.
Like in my mid to late 20s, but not as a kid, I wasn't.
I gotcha.
But like as, yeah, I've adapted to it.
See, so you have facial hair, hair on your head. You're tall, and you can survive waking up in the morning. You son of a bitch! There's so many things that I just loathe. That's awesome. I like that. I have that now because I've been working from home for a while now myself. Not as nearly as long as you have, but that was one of the hardest transitions is like even just snapping in and out of that mindset of doing that. Do you have any advice that you would recommend as far as like the things to do to kind of put yourself in work mode?
I think having a specific area where you do it is good. Like
it not to be your bedroom if you can.
Yeah, agree. If it's possible for it to not be the bedroom, that'd be great. Because then it's just like it's harder to get yourself out of the work mindset even when you're like going to bed when you work in the room that your bed's in.
Mm-hmm.
Like but have a dedicated area. Try to have somewhat of a regimented schedule. I know it's even harder now because it's like time is meaningless right now, pretty much.
Yeah,
for a lot of people, it's like what even is a day? What's the weekend? Like it's just it's all basically irrelevant. But trying to have some kind of schedule for yourself, like just as far as like waking up and doing stuff and having a dedicated space for it, or like and also having that space be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, if your chair sucks that you work in, you're not going to want to work. If the desk is uncomfortable, if the monitor's at an uncomfortable height, if it's just ergonomically not good for you, you're not going to enjoy being there, so you're not going to necessarily be productive.
That is something that's always been true about an office environment. I'm surprised that never even occurred to me about, like, a home situation. Like, I have a chair that I got from, I want to say, IKEA. And mm-hmm. it works beautifully. It works fine. And when I first started the living arrangement, we have a table in the kitchen that was like there wasn't any room for a desk, so I would have to work from the kitchen table, and that was like those hard bar style tall stool kind of chairs. And I just kicked this. I have asked for days, but it still wasn't enough cushioning to survive months of sitting on essentially a block of wood.
I worked at an Apple store at one point, and we had stools that are very similar to what you're describing,
mm-hmm.
and they had been designed by the company to make you want to get off them after 45 minutes.
That is painful, but I get the point of it. Like I understand. Yeah, like I would hate to walk into an office and be like, why is everyone just sitting around doing nothing? But at the same time, if that was my job, I'd be like, I just want to sit around and do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like it makes sense for like the people that are waiting, that are customers. But then if you're like, for us, we had to do lessons. Like I was actually teaching people how to use computers there.
Yeah.
And so I'd have like six of those in a row sitting in these stools that you're not supposed to sit in. So I'm like, I'm all standing and like pacing and teaching from behind the computer by the end of the day, just like, I can't sit anymore. These stools are awful. So I very much relate to your plight. Like it sucks having to sit in something like that all day. It's just not comfortable. It digs into your legs. I've had like my legs fall asleep so many times sitting on those freaking stools.
I'm
awful.
As you're saying it, I'm feeling the sensation on my legs. Like the feeling of it. I'm just like, oh,
I know. I was like, oh, I'm very familiar with that feeling.
See you guys in a bit.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. I don't know that was. You guys have roommates and all that?
Yes. Yeah. There's five of us that live here, which is like, you think that would be awful, but we all get along. So it's kind of just like being in college again.
Yeah.
And like, it's college like, without, like, being a fucking idiot, but...
And it's funny because it's, like, during this, it has been really nice to just have people around.
Yeah.
It's like basically our roommates are, it's like having people over, but they don't live here, you know? Cause like if you live alone, it's probably pretty isolating right now, but we've still been able to like have meals with people and like,
that is,
you know what I mean?
I worry. Well, I had two different thoughts. Was first, I was like, I wouldn't want to live with that many people. Because it increases the chances of you guys not getting along, especially when you have to, for the most part, stay home. And then, you know, also, I feel like not everyone's going to be on the same page for how to respond to it. And then on the other side of that is like, I think I would go crazy in a home by myself if I didn't have that many people to interact with. Because that would be, it'd be Gilligan's Island seems like a livable situation because there's several people there. Versus, oops, one second. Sorry, the next person's calling.
Castaway.
Yeah, exactly. That was gonna be the other part. Was
yeah.
I would rather do Gilligan's Island than Castaway. That just sounds.
For sure.
Yeah, although Castaway does sound good for the first like few months, and then that's it.
Yeah, for sure. You like actually figure out meditation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is how it works.
See, I don't want to find my inner voice because I'm pretty sure that dude's an asshole. Like, I don't think I would get along with the inner me. Like, that dude be like, man, you shoved so much shit down here that it just fucking stinks. Like, that would be the guy. Yeah. Well, good catching up with y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up, and I'll see you guys on the other side of this when it comes out. We're gonna party it up, and then we're gonna do this thing where. Chris and I will switch beanies, and then you're gonna have to try to guess which is which.
Yes.
I'll go off smell. Pheromones.
Okay, I thought you meant like one of us really stinks. Okay.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Probably me.
Probably him.
Yeah, don't but you know what? It. At the same time, when you appreciate like that's the scent of your man, of the person you're with. Yeah. Like you pick it up. You're like, that's I register that. That is mine right there. That's good for you guys. Take care. We'll see you soon. And I don't know. Don't try to dance in this next conference video. Do something
for
weird.
For sure. Will do.
Yeah. Capture that moment. All right, y'all. Take care.
Bye, right, Jose. Easy,
bye. All right. That was with Cindy and Chris Crittenden. Crittenden. If they hear this, they're gonna hear me struggling with both of their last names, Cindy Aravina, which isn't that hard to say, and Chris Crittenden, which is also not that hard to say, and yet I struggle with both. So never come to me for how to pronounce people's names or places. Let's go ahead and set up this next call. The next one's actually not even going to be a comic. It's going to be my cousin. We're going to catch up on this.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing very good. Hold on one second. Give me just a second.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Way better. Okay.
Awesome. There you go. Perfect. And what are you rocking there? Beats by Dre? Beats by Someone.
Beats
Solo. I've heard of that. What's that?
Beats Solo.
Beats Solo.
Yeah, Beats by Dre. Yes, that one.
Okay, Beats. Okay, yeah. Those are very inexpensive to make. They cost like $3 to make, and they sell them for hundreds of dollars. And when I found this out, I gifted a pair that I won to a friend.
And why would you do that?
Hold on. When I realized I needed the money, and I hated myself for being like Mr. fucking Moneybags, being like, "Hey, buddy, why don't you go ahead and take these headphones?" He's like, "Dude, that's fucking amazing. Thank you so very much. Oh, that's beautiful. I love these. I always wanted these." I was like, "No problem." Being real cocky about it, and then I thought to myself, "Shit, I should have just sold that. Even if I'd gotten like $50 for it, that's $50 right there. Who am I? Why do I think I'm better than you?" I don't know.
That's... I can't believe you gifted them.
I know, I'm an idiot. Oh my god, good to see you. And are you did you specifically adjust your shirt so I could see the tattoo that the birds flying?
No, I have to have loosely clothes. I don't like anything too tight, but no.
Yeah.
No, I do have a tattoo on this side.
Yeah.
That's just my tattoo usually always. Unless I'm at work where I have to, and even then I don't care.
Yeah, how is life for you guys out in the 66 Juan? It's already pretty fucking empty over there. Are people actually feeling it at all as far as like a quarantining-ish?
I don't see people feeling it really much. It's like you said, it's already empty.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm not really going out, and if I do go out, I go away from the crowds.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah.
But no, for the most part.
See, I don't remember much about it, because when I lived out there, I was 16, 17 in Rosemont, out in the Mojave Desert, and there was like one main street. People's like claim to fame was like, we have an Albertsons. Like, that was their cool.
They still have that damn thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I lived down in Rosemont when I was like five, from five to like seven. So I don't remember much of it other than when my grandma used to live there, and it was only just to her house.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely a lot bigger where in the main area. But even Lancaster, Palmdale, I'm more in the courts. So I'm in the smaller. I don't like the crowds.
I was gonna say, you don't have to give us your exact address. Hold on, we're gonna go ahead and drop the pin so that way listeners can go and check it out.
Hey guys, come by and say hi. No,
no, don't do that. I don't trust. No, that's no. not. You know what? I did a show once, and an audience member hit me up about a week later, being like, "So this guy saw me at your show or whatever, and he came by my office to say hi." Like, he found her using social media. That's why I don't tag.
Are you giving my name?
Huh? Am I giving your name?
My name?
Just her first name. But that's one of the things I was going to say. Is I no longer tag. I don't tag family on posts anymore. I try to keep it more about me, because oftentimes I will find a comic or an audience member or a listener to the podcast suddenly following one of my sisters or something, or like Linda will get a message being like, hey, she'll be like, hey, do you know who this is? I'm like, yeah, don't add him. He's just adding, like, he just like it. Some people are creepy that way. It's nutso, but yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to give anybody your name. I don't want anybody to like try to find you, and don't worry about finding
unless
my cousin.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Unless it's Brad Pitt. Okay.
Unless it's Brad Pitt.
You know what I heard is that Brad Pitt's a big fan of my podcast. He's never heard of me, but he just appreciates the art form. So I'll send him your way. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. My God. So in other words, since you are so chill out there, are you guys at all like, are you okay? Now, is this that you were keeping your distance from people before or after this whole thing started?
Depends. I mean, the people I usually always see are just my family members. Really, it's all I need, you know?
Wait, are you still seeing family? Like, are you guys still visiting each other?
No. Okay, it's crazy. My dad will still occasionally, like, stop by. If he's at the store, he'll call me and say, do you need this?
Yeah.
And then he'll just grab it for me and then just drop it off and go his own way. But my usual routine used to be, wake up in the morning, drop off the kids at school. Once I drop them off at school, I go to my parents' house and I have coffee with my dad every morning with my parents.
Yeah.
And then I go to work. And I haven't been able to, I don't do that because I just don't want to risk, because my mom is the primary caretaker for my grandma.
Yeah.
I can't take that risk of her.
Yeah, the domino effect of everybody getting together, which I heard that somebody actually got sick because of it, because everybody was kind of getting together. Did that teach anybody a lesson? Or
I don't know if they got I don't know if they got sick because of it, but it definitely was an awakening. Like, oh yeah, because especially over there, it's like a primary area where a lot of people will go in and out of.
Yeah, it sucks. It's crazy because I've started having these vivid dreams about hanging out with you all. Like, I've been having,
really?
Yeah, just like, And it's always really funny because it's always at like our aunt's old place in Arleta, the place that was haunted.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that place was insane.
And you know what? I was never allowed to spend the night there, and I'm kind of glad because I never had any of these situations, any of these paranormal
events.
You know.
Yeah.
It's, ever, and I'm kind of glad.
It's, you know what, I would say this much. As an adult, I have a tough time believing what I saw as a kid. Like, I remember it. I'm like, that wasn't real. Like, it was in my imagination. It was a collective thing. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, I fully remember that. And it's so possible. And, like, weird shits happen as an adult where I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes total sense. I was just talking to a friend recently, and I was telling her about like something that I experienced, and then she's like, maybe that was your imagination. Maybe that was like because you were tired. I was like, see, that's what I do. That's what I do when someone tells me a story. Even though I experience shit myself, I still like the moment somebody says something to me, I'm like, or I tell somebody else, they're like, that probably was real. I'm sure I have listeners that are like, you guys are fucking liars.
How old were you
when I saw things there? Maybe up until like 16 or 17, around the time that they, because they moved out when, I think when we were like 19, 20. So,
yes.
But I didn't really, I experienced like maybe something up until 19. But at that point, like I wasn't going around as much. So things kind of petered out for me because I wasn't there at like late at night like I used to be as a kid.
Did it have any of the same type of events happened since then?
I would say maybe one or two things that I feel like I can explain away, but nothing crazy. And that's the thing that I also have a theory about, like how pure your soul is when you're young, that you're very capable of feeling and experiencing these things. And because as an adult, I am definitely not those things. I am less aware. Like I think when I take the time to kind of get myself in sort of that state of mind or sort of release sort of anger or frustrations or bad habits or bad behaviors, that's when I feel like I'm more more stuff could potentially happen, or at least that's when I start telling myself. So, but I think if I was as pure as I was then now, I probably would still like deal with some of that kind of shit, but definitely not now. I feel that's kind of
well. They say that that's why the babies or kids, really young kids, or even animals, that's why they kind of see it a lot.
Yeah.
Or just before we will. I mean, us going back now as adults and who we are, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't experience any of it.
Yeah.
But I did hear, and I don't think it's your imagination, because a lot of the same events happen to multiple
people. Yeah. In the family and friends. I mean, yeah. So I have a friend right now who her place is haunted, and I'm supposed to go once all this shit is over to go try to have a conversation with whatever it is at her house for the podcast. So that's
Where is this?
This isn't. Oh my god! It's in Pacoima, so it's like, you know, and it's a crazy thing when it happens. I'll give you more information when it happens, but it's gonna be very interesting.
I have a friend who literally wants me to drive down a road somewhere over here by Acton because it's haunted.
I want
to check. I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, you know, not to be, you know, I don't want to pull the race car now, but it's a pretty not Hispanic thing to do, going to chase it.
Yeah.
And down if you just want to drive past it. I'm down for the drive. But I don't want to, like, pull over and, like, talk.
See, everyone's always afraid of what'll follow you home kind of stuff. But at the same time, I'm not really worried about that. I'm not too concerned. Well, I don't think I'm interested enough.
But it's a dark road with, like, it's like you, like, wants to do it in the middle of the night when there's hardly any cars. Are you sure your friend, you don't know where you are.
Is your friend a guy or a girl?
A guy.
So he just wants to kidnap you.
You could have said that. I would have been like, I'm game.
See that? But
I would have. I just thought the whole middle of the night, pitch black. There's no street lights. There's nothing. I don't know if I'm down. I'll drive through there, but I'm not gonna pull over and stop. I don't know.
Nah,
but
so,
see, now, when you're going to a location, you're going to a house that is haunted. That's different. To me, that's just different. Plus, you know where the doors are. You know where all exits are. I don't know.
So, I mean, one thing I was thinking about was like, no, you know where the doors are, but at the same time, those doors could be locked and you could easily be tricked. Just because you know how to get in and out of a basement doesn't mean you're going to get out of that basement.
Well, don't close the door.
I mean, it's not always your choice. The ghost just goes and slams it on you. Okay, so you are, I think, the first I think you're the first relative to be on here, extended family.
Yeah.
So
really,
yeah. How about you tell? Is there like a weird memory of me, or an embarrassing one, or anything you can remember of like between you and I? Like, do you remember me being an asshole or anything like that? I'm sure asshole.
Smart ass. But not an no, smart ass, a jokester.
Yeah.
Definitely not an asshole.
Yeah.
At least not to me.
Yeah. I'm sure there's family members who can attest to that, or who will strongly disagree with you. But I can push it.
I don't think you were. I remember more of you, more hanging out with you than I do Wendy.
Yeah.
Well, she was older than we were, and she was, you know, she did come around more, or when you guys, she was closer in age to Perla, rest her soul, wherever she ends up, and she was closer in age to her, so I don't remember, but it's crazy, because now as adults, we talk all the time.
Well, that's one thing I was going to say, is I think that growing up, she wanted to be the adult, she wanted to hang out with the older kids, because she was also, in addition to being older than us, she was a grade ahead. So she graduated like a year younger than she was supposed to. So her friends were always older, so she always needed to behave and act older and wanted to be older. And we were the kids. In fact, she's actually she's going to be the second family member, because she's going to be the next person I talk to in a few minutes. So it's going to be a good time. But yeah, no, I always feel like whenever I think of who I was as a kid, because I can't remember from my perspective, but I can't remember the kind of kid I was. I can't remember if I was a troublemaker, or if I was just playing along, or if I was an asshole, or if I was just like smartass, like you were saying.
I think it depends on who it was you were around. I mean, I'm pretty sure your siblings are going to say something different.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. They would say, you were very annoying as a kid. That is for sure something my sisters would say. Yeah, why not? I mean, because I was annoying. Like, I couldn't be serious, because when people would get into a fight or get upset, my instinct was always to like try to make them feel better, or to get them to stop being mad. And then I would joke around, but instead of stopping, instead of them like no longer being mad, they would just get mad at me. They'd be like, you know what? I'm too annoyed with you.
You were the only boy though. So I figured, was there a lot of girl fights?
A lot. But at the same time,
really?
But at the same time, they have our family blood in it. So like, the girl fights were like full on legit fist fights. Like, it looked like a Bruce Lee movie with two little Hispanic kids just fucking. There was one point
who
where they were.
Who was it normally?
Wendy. Wendy was for sure the instigator, because she was a bully. She liked to fight us. And her brag for many years was, do you remember when we were kids and you and Felipe, that's my cousin from the other side of the family, like you and Felipe would try to fight me, and then you guys both lost to me at the same time? I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Like, she would always brag about that, and how like she would beat up prepubescent me. I'm like, yeah, but prepubescent me was basically fighting an infant. Like, I wasn't a tough kid. Like, I didn't have any kind of muscle mass. I was just like a little scrawny, petite little boy. So yeah, that was always her thing. But no, the only thing I ever remember that I kind of remember. I do remember one mean thing I did to you once. And I feel bad about
what?
I pushed you out of a moving van. And
where was I?
Probably unconscious. No, you were no, that wasn't it. It was you know what's funny? Wendy's calling me right now. I don't think you guys can see each other, because she's calling me through FaceTime. Hold on one second. Let me decline. Hold on. I had to decline it because I was still talking to you. Okay, so we're going to have to wrap this up in a minute, because I will have to take that call. Let's see here. Try again in a minute, please and thank you. All right, and then so it was imitating a commercial where this guy pushes grandmas out of a van because he's trying to get somewhere. and then he tells it to tug and roll, and then I pushed you out of a van. It was about to park, but so I pushed you out of it about a half a second before it was stopped. But the van was moving further along than I thought, and I pushed you out, and you rolled briefly, and I felt so bad because I didn't realize how, in reality, the execution of it, how bad it would be. You were just kind of like, "What the fuck happened?" And I felt so bad.
Whose van were we even in?
My Aunt Norma's, like a Norma's van or something. Or something like that. Or,
well, that's so cute. I have no recollection of that. So
because
the ball must have definitely.
You were concussed, I'm assuming.
Well, apparently.
Yeah, so I 20-something years later, I would like to go ahead and formally apologize for that one time.
Oh.
Can you ever forgive me?
Definitely forgiven.
Oh, Hugh, I was carrying that around. Suddenly I can see ghosts because my soul has been lifted. Yeah, that's,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a hoot. Well, good to catch up with you. If anybody wants to follow her, don't. You fucking creepers.
Don't.
Leave her alone. but if you request photos, I'll send them to you. That's fine. So we'll do that. But you take care. Say hi to the family. And hopefully I see you guys soon.
All right. Take care, okay?
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye.
Yo.
Hey, bro.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Sorry, I was wrapping up with Evelyn, our cousin, right before you. Yeah.
Oh, she was on too?
Yeah, she was. It's so far you and her really the first family to be on the podcast. So
we're also the coolest, so that makes sense.
I don't know about that. You both wear glasses. You guys are kind of nerds. I mean, you cut your own bangs. It's a whole thing.
Fuck you. You cut your own bangs.
I don't have bangs. Okay. I'm just banging.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I was originally going to not use actual names for my guests, but I was like, who the fuck cares? I'm sure you wouldn't give a shit if my listeners started creeping on you.
Call me Bill Smith.
Bill Smith.
Bill Smith. That'll be my name.
That's no. I'm gonna call you librarian nerd.
That's what they call me at work. You can't call me the same thing at home. That wouldn't be fair.
Fine.
Like, I need to.
Betty LaFea. There you go. So Betty.
Your fucking mom is Betty LaFea. You tickle.
So you guys are listening to my older sister, who, as a child, used to constantly attack me. And would leave me unconscious. I would wake up like hours later wondering what year it was. It was crazy, the kind of abuse I experienced as a kid. And then one day I said, someday I'm going to stand up to you. And then I did.
Wait, do you remember that day?
Well, no.
Do you really remember it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so my mom, I don't even remember what we were arguing about, but I whooped your ass real good. And you were crying. And so you went to my mom. So you went to mom, and my mom, we were like in the living room, and my mom was like, what? She said, you need to stop hitting your fucking brother. She said, the next time that you do that, I'm going to hold you, and I'm going to let him hit you. And I started laughing. I laughed in her face. I was like, ha, I want to see you try, bitch. Well, she said, hold my beer. Like, right away, she said, hold my beer. And she went and grabbed a hairspray bottle, and she gave it to you, and she let you hit me with the hairspray bottle. You don't remember throwing a fucking hairspray bottle at me?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think you made that up.
No, ask my mother. She legitimately let you throw a hairspray bottle at me.
I don't even remember this. The only thing I remember is throwing a bed at you. That I remember. Everything
a
else
bed.
I did.
Good God, Superman.
It wasn't that heavy a bed. You remember the aluminum fake ass beds that we had? No, do you remember the beds we had that were essentially made out of aluminum baseball bat recycling? Like, it just was like a super lightweight. Like, it didn't even have like a proper frame to support. Like, it was just like.
Oh,
yours
and
Daisy's? Huh? Yeah. You guys had the curly, like the ones that had. You guys had like the childhood princess beds that looked like you were pretty princess with all the curls and the flower petals and shit around
it's
the frame.
It's a day bed.
Whatever the fuck. The point is, you guys had the nice beds, and we had the just got out of prison. We're in a halfway house beds, and then so those things weighed practically nothing. But as a kid, I threw it at you, and to this day, mom still tells the story of the day that I fought back. Like, that's the memory.
I don't even remember that. Oh my God, I wish I remembered you, like,
standing up for myself.
I wish I remembered your bald defending. Like, that would have been amazing for me to remember that.
It was, you know what? I didn't even know when that happened. I was surprised. Legitimately, one day I was taking a bath. Not even a shower. I was taking a bath.
You were sitting there playing with them?
No, I was sitting there and I was literally, because I learned, one day I learned that baths were super chill. And I was like, imagine me, like 13 years old, in a bath, just kind of leaning back and relaxing and playing music on the CD player and just kind of like, and it wasn't even relaxing music. I was bumping Bone Thugs and I'm laying there bumping Bone Thugs in harmony, just being like, it's the first of the month under the water and shit. And then I opened my eyes and there's like a thicket on my lower half. I'm like, what the shit is this? Like, where did this monster bush come from? And it scared the... And I didn't know that was going to happen, so I got startled out of the tub because I was like, what is going on? Like,
your bush floated up?
Yeah, it was like buoyant. Like, it was just like... It was like I bumped into a fucking buoy. I was like, what the shit is happening here? And it startled me. And then when that happened, I was like, huh. Like, very manly just then. I was suddenly...
I see what happened.
Yeah. No. And then I stood up. I was like, I'm a man now. And then like three chest hairs popped out, just like cartoonishly. I still have the same three hairs, by the way. It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't remember when all of that happened to me at all. Like, none of that. I don't remember any of it. But I remember when my kids, my two younger ones, when Belle was about 12 years old, I'm going to say 11, 12, I was like, all right, I kind of feel like this is the time when things start to happen, things start to change, and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just kind of waiting for it. So one day I jumped into the shower, as I usually do, to wash my butt cheeks and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, but like, this is like, I had just like hopped in. This isn't even time for water to hit my body yet. And I see some short and curlies in there. And I was like, what the fuck? I know that didn't fall off of me. Like, I know. And so I'm not kidding you. Like, I stood there in the shower, like with like one foot in and the other foot out, like confused. Like, I wanted to like wait for them to drain, go down the drain or something. Cause I was like, I know those are foreign pubes and I know those little fuckers belong to. And it made me laugh. Like, it honestly made me giggle so fucking hard. Cause I was like, I don't remember going through this, but I remember it was definitely like life changing when it happened. So I bet you anything, Bella or Alex are sitting in the room like, hell yeah, that's my motherfucking short and curly. They're all proud.
If you walk into like their room and Alex is flexing in front of the mirror, that's when you know, like, you do, when he's here's what you do. Next time, buy him like little weights or something. Just buy him something manly that he'll have. Get him like a little trimmer and just like listen to the noise of him eventually in the bathroom going, ow! You know, like, so.
We were talking about that not too long ago because I said, hey, it looks like you got a mustache coming in. You know, well, we're going to start shaving that soon. And he's like, no, I don't. No, it's not. You always say that, but like, I don't have anything. And their fucking idiot of a dad finally like decided to have a conversation with him. So he's like, hey, son, talking to him. He's like, man, you've got a deeper voice than I do. And then from the back, I was like, yeah, he does. Yeah. But Alex is like, yeah, dad, like my voice kind of, Alex feels like his voice is the same, but he really does sound like way more fucking manly now. And, but even if he doesn't want to talk to me about it, like, I can see him flexing, I can see him looking at himself, or he'll come into my room and check himself out when he puts, like, outfits on and stuff. Like, I see him looking at little girls, so.
Wait, I mean, we should keep in mind, when she says he's looking at little girls, he's also still a little boy. He's not a fucking pervert. Like, watch your phrasing just a little bit. He's looking at little girls, he's following them home, you know, like a man does.
I forget.
Yeah.
We don't all like little girls. Just kidding.
Oh, goodness.
I forgot. He's a 12-year-old. He's supposed to like little girls.
Yes, he's at that age. For sure. What's different about the sound? I'm hearing a weird feedback.
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, shut up. You put the phone down. You're being lazy.
I was like, what? I don't know what happened. Actually, I should have known that. I think Destiny told me that she hears her echo every time I put it down, and I still...
What kind of burner-ass phone are you rocking right now? Does it flip shut at the end of a call?
It's an iPhone 11. You know how we do.
Oh, okay.
Don't mean to brag or whatnot, but you know.
I have an 11 Pro, so dial it back, buddy.
Oh, okay. Sorry, fucking comedian guy. I make all the money in the world.
I do a fucking super zoom on that shit. I'm just like, it does this weird annoying zoom that like makes everything look super distorted. I'm going to send you a couple of photos of the stupid faces my cat makes when I do that to her, because she looks like a fucking drunk hunchback. Like, it's just really weird using that. So I'm like, I understand the point of this when you're like, I got it so I can film my sets, which, by the way, I haven't filmed a fucking thing with.
Wait, so you can film your what?
My comedy, not my sex.
I heard your sex. I heard
my
your sex.
Sets,
I
was like, oh, my stand-up interesting. Sets.
Linda stepping her game up. I see why you're still married. Okay.
This is what I do. This is what I do. I'm just like, you know what? I put the camera on, and she walks in the room. She's like, "Fuck, stop trying that!" And she smacks me, and she just walks out.
I said no.
Yeah.
She fucking looks rad. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the aggressive person. In this household or any household I've ever lived in, I'm always being attacked by women.
I feel like she's really stepped up her aggressive game, though, because when I first met her, she was more like, let me just stand in the background and kind of like fade into whatever. And now she's like, she's funny.
Yeah, she's
tough. She's got you on your toes.
she's scary. But you know what? That's also like, I have to take partial credit for that. Because it was, I taught her how to have a really dark humor by always being kind of like, I was always saying just enough of the wrong thing without it being completely terrible. And then when she started doing that herself, I was like, I got nothing more to teach you. And I set her free.
You went, she was a little dumb.
I just left the front door open. I was like, go ahead. Just go.
I bet you if you were to do that now, she wouldn't come back.
No, that's the problem. Is I don't do that anymore. Now she's like, why are there so many locks on the door? Like, stop asking questions. No, I'm not aggressive enough to be that way. It's always so funny to me. So a lot of times, so this will happen, I'm sure, as an older woman yourself who is on the social media.
Older woman.
Yes.
He said. I'm 30 fucking 7, go on.
Okay, so anyway, so you're near decrepit age is experienced enough, like she's wearing false teeth and she's acting like she's still young and hip. Like, that's not even her original hip, and yet she's trying to act young like that. So you know what it's like to be approached through penile themed photos. Through the social medias, I'm sure, people being very approaching. So I talked about this recently on the podcast where because I grew up in a house filled with women that I had no idea that that's how guys behaved in the real world, like,
oh my god.
Because my only education for like that kind of behavior was guys that you guys dated, and I didn't get to know them very well. And when I did, I was just like, these guys are fucking weird. I don't like these guys. Like,
know what would have been good if we would have just like returned the favor and just sent like a random dick pic, like, oh, give me one, let me return the favor, bro.
You should. Here's what you do. Take a dick pic. Everybody that's listening is this. If you get a dick pic, save that dick pic. And then when someone else sends you one, you send them that original one. And then you swap them out. And then you say, you know what? Steve had a better one. Or something like, just something like very...
Oh, Steve has a good one, huh? What does Steve's wiener look like?
Yeah, just send it that way. Or like, if it's two friends that know each other, be like, hey, this is your homie's dick right here. Like, just like send it to him to be really fucking like, I get that a lot. Like, a lot of my friends
you
will
get dick pics a lot?
No. Once. Oh. I always hear the stories about those photos coming through and stuff, and it always cracks me up to I feel sorry for you for getting them, but at the same time I'm like, the things that you could do with that kind of power to have somebody else's photo like that, like the thing, especially if they leave something very recognizable, like, you know, like their face or their social security number, like if they put something
or like their belly button, you know, something you can't deny.
Yeah, exactly. Something that's very obvious, like a very unique, specific tattoo kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Or like your happy trail. There's no line.
No, that no, because like I could just shave and be like, see, this is what I really look like. But it has to be something like an obvious thing, like a tattoo of a rapping carrot, like a thing that you know that that people won't be like. Not everybody has that thing or whatever.
Or a deformed wiener.
Even then, I feel like a zigzag is probably more common than you think. It's like you're just
whoa, bro. A zigzag.
Yeah, like you know the like the Power Ranger lightning bolt, like yeah. That, like
okay. I've seen like 11 wieners in my life, and I've never seen a zigzag one. Let me tell you.
Gotcha. Also, I like that you're like, hold on. I've seen a lot of dicks in my life, but I haven't seen any.
Definitely not a lightning bolt.
Yeah, yeah. That's really funny. I've never seen lightning, but I've seen penises. That's what you've just said. I've seen so many penises. It's like, oh my god, am I in a sausage factory right now? You're the way. I mean, I'm just. I'm paraphrasing. And or is there currently a penis floating above you? Like, what's?
Sounds interesting.
Like you know when you walk penis in, factory. You know when you walk in through like one of those doors that has those beads hanging, but instead of beads, it's just all the dicks you've seen. It's just like.
Dicks. Oh, dicks galore. That'd be incredible.
Just yeah, kidding. I'm sure. Shut the fuck up. Oh my god. By the way, if your kids listen to this, they're gonna be like, "Mom, first of all, why are you talking about us that way? Second of all, ew." I apologize.
Third of all, I already told them I was gonna be on. So fourth of all, I said, "Don't listen," because I know I'm gonna say inappropriate shit.
No, they're gonna listen. They're gonna have to hear what you're saying. Trust me. If we heard that our parents. So that's not, that one of our parents was going to be on a podcast and possibly talking shit about us. We would have been like, oh, let me just go ahead and download this podcast. I'm going to subscribe. Like our mom's on Joe Rogan. I'm like, oh,
you know me.
Yeah, exactly. I could, I would for sure like listen. I mean, sometimes when I hear, I would hear our mom complaining, I'd listen in through the door, just kind of be like, I'm that little fucking piece of shit. I'm like,
favorite to eavesdrop on my mom because she thought she was being slick, but el hijo de su puta madre or like yeah. Whatever la cabrona, and then she follows up with whatever our actions were or whatever yeah. We said. Like,
but you know what? Not being slick. We're also a super fucking loud family. We are a very loud family. Like we are obnoxiously laugh, obnoxiously loud family. Like I get complaints all the time. I actually at the last job I had, a guy sitting in front of me asked to be moved to another location because I was too loud on his phone.
Brother, I love you. We're same. Same. Yeah. I've gotten moved twice now, and I constantly, like, in between calls, they ask me to, like, bring my noise level down because it's not. What was it from Friends?
The thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Yeah. That's them to me. That was them to me.
Yeah.
And I was very annoyed with it because I was like, this is my voice. It's fucking, it is what it is. Like, you accept me.
Yeah. We're just loud as fuck. Now, imagine if we all one day just happen to work in the same office. We wouldn't even need phones in there to hear from customers because they'd fucking hear us. In the office, it would be the fucking worst. And then when this guy was like, one day, I was like, shit you not, at this job, they were like, hey, so we're testing out these new soundproofing ports, and we're trying to figure out which ones to use to like put dividers between everyone because they didn't have cubicle dividers between everyone. It was very call center-ish, and so they go and they put this one in front of me, and then the two sides. And they're really tall and they're really like secured. And they were like, all right, let's see how that sounds. And then I just talk through it and I'm booming through it. And
hello.
They're like, yeah. So they were still like, oh, it's better, but it's not perfect. And, you know, the guy sees her is like, you know what, man? He goes, that's actually a lot better. Do you mind leaving that there? I was like, sure. They were like, all right, we're going to get it for everybody's desk. For like 3 months, I was the only one with any kind of soundproofing around me because I was apparently the loud motherfucker. And I walked in and I was like, why am I the only one? They're like, well, you're the person in the middle, so you're blocking the people in front of you and the people behind you. I'm like, you motherfucking liars. Because at one point there was talk of moving me to the front and then everybody was afraid of the echo chamber that would produce if I was facing a fucking wall. I was like, you guys
it's just... Because- your diaphragm, it carries, and you're used to like speaking in front of an audience, or like, so your voice just carries naturally.
I give a credit to the family, because we all talk over each other so much that it's like,
true, we do it all the time.
Oh my fucking god, dial that shit back. I have to edit this shit to make people's ears not bleed. Like so one thing I do in my podcast a lot is like I bring my audio levels down and I bring the other person's up. You know, but okay. I think for this one, I think I'm just going to have to bring yours way the fuck down. Just, you know, something like that. Okay, sister, I got to wrap this up. You have a great evening. Say hi to the kids. Oh, wait, are they home right now?
Yeah, they're home. One of them is doing homework and the other one's finishing up with dinner.
Okay, ask them if they would like to be on the podcast for about a minute so they could say hi.
Ooh,
I'm curious to see if my niece and nephew would like to be on the podcast for a quick minute. Let's find out.
Hey, would you guys want to say hi on Junior's podcast? What do you mean? Would you want to jump on and say hello?
What are they saying? They're like,
oh my god, people are going to hear my voice.
Oh,
she's all weirded out. Because you know how her voice is changing?
Yeah. That's, we all sound so manly.
She said, that's so disrespectful. Oh, my God. You know how teenagers be.
Yeah, teenagers these days are so woke.
Yeah, it be like that sometimes.
It do be like
that. We don't even know what we're saying.
No, it's funny. I think about, like, okay, so I went down, like, a social media rabbit hole because I had a friend who had their social media picked apart because of their increase in success. To make sure that they didn't say anything offensive, accidentally or intentional in the past, kind of thing, like a social media scrub. Yeah. And one of the things they were telling me was that they had to go through and comb. They're like, get rid of your LinkedIn, get rid of your this and that, anything that has your contact information, things like that. Because if you think about it, if you say something, like let's just say a joke that you would say between you and I that's a little offensive, if it went out there and then millions of people saw that, suddenly you would have enough people against you to get you to lose your job or to attack you publicly and in a negative way. So it's problematic.
Wait.
So I went through and I was going through and I found, because I forgot about this, a very old Photo Bucket account that still had.
Oh, my God. Photo Bucket?
Yeah. And it had a couple. A couple of, no, it wasn't anything crazy, but a couple of basic ass memes where I was like, okay, that's kind of homophobic. Okay, that one's a little racist. I thought that was amusing at the time because I was like, I'm not racist, so it's funny that I say this or post this. But at the same time, I was like, what in the fuck was I thinking? Why did I think it would be okay to post this thing that was, one of them might have equally been both. And I was just like, what? So I had to go through and delete everything that was like a shred of evidence that would suggest that I'm anything other than just a smart ass. So I got rid of this stuff. And all I could think to myself is, man, just fucking 10 years ago, the things I would say that would definitely be problematic now. And then I am like, I can even imagine as kids, the things we would say to each other that are definitely like, if you said something offensive on this podcast, you would hear from people complaining, saying your fucking sister said this and that. If they knew where you worked, they'd be like, I'm going to find her and blah, blah, blah. Or they'd leave me a negative review because a negative.
If they knew where I worked, they'd be talking shit just because of where I work.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I know. Trust me. But it's always so funny to me that happens. And I'm just like, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and make sure that because I don't have enough clout or respect for me to be able to say, I'm going to say these things as a joke, because if I say them, they're for sure not going to be a joke. So
yeah,
that's my thing. But I'm assuming they didn't want to come around. Were they too scared? Were they scared?
Well, right. One of them came and knocked on the door right now, but I feel like they squandered their opportunity.
Oh, you could give them one more chance. Just say, hey, you guys want to come in? If not, it's okay. Look, it's there. I stop disappointing your children, Wendy. Give them the opportunity.
First of all, they're used to it at this point. So,
yeah.
Did you guys want to say hi to your Tio Chuncho?
Sure,
Alex is gonna say hi, and he said something about you chewing up your toy, but I'm gonna ignore that. Oh, my dog chewed up his toy.
No. Oh, I was like, I didn't chew up anybody's toy. I mean, not this one, I don't think.
Oh, you can barely see me. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Are you trying to hide your face? Don't worry. Nobody can see your face. It's just you and I. You don't have to worry about
it. I'm not trying to hide your face.
I'm sorry. Wendy, can you pass your son on the phone? Not this man.
It's me. So it's very dark.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
It's just my very dark side.
Okay, I see. What are you doing in the dark by yourself like that? I mean, that seems a little weird. Are you planning something crazy? Have you gotten insane yet?
No. Well, a little bit, but not to do anything crazy. I've just been watching Netflix on my phone.
Gotcha. What have you been watching?
I don't really know. Sorry. It's just a lot of randomness.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm putting you on the spot, kid. Don't worry about it. I'm not trying to make you feel any one way or the other about it. Just you take care and have fun with your dog, and congratulations on becoming a man. Good for you. And
thank you.
All right, you take it easy and enjoy your Netflix. Wait, what are you guys doing now that Friends isn't on Netflix anymore?
Are you dying, being depressed, hating my life, looking for new friends?
Yeah, I'm sure your kids love hearing that. They're just like, oh, life is incomplete.
No, I'm not even kidding you. The only friends I ever had were on TV.
Yeah.
Like, now I have to search. I have to, like,
You have to watch a lot of Nick at Night to get by.
Yeah, I have to, like, it's crazy because it's like, I have to fill in all of that Friends space with, like, random shit. Like,
why don't you just buy the Blu-rays?
Because I could do that, but then that would require me doing things.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's not something I want to do.
Yeah.
But actually, I've already entertained it. Me and Bella were talking about me getting the Blu-rays or whatever, just getting the collection for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably will end up going down that route. But I like the convenience of having it there, like just
being able to turn the TV on. Yeah. Eventually, it comes to like you don't want to have to own something or physically have something. I mean, it's gonna be back on a streaming service soon. So just it's a new service you'd have to pay for. But I guess that's the way to do it. I don't know.
Well, I don't mind paying for services or streaming services, but it was just there, and I would put it on as background noise. I would cook, I would fall asleep, I would get home. I was feeling stressed. That was my go-to. So I'm really mad that Netflix gave it up.
They didn't give it up. They didn't give it up. They lost it, and they were like, I can't afford to fucking pay this shit.
They lost it because somebody else offered more money. You think Netflix doesn't have money?
Oh yeah. They have, they got plenty
of money, bro.
Yeah. All right. Sis, take care.
Good to see you. Take care. I love you. Good talking.
Love you too. You take care. And you guys stop trying to follow my sister, you fucking perverts. She looks like me, but, with like glasses.
With a tight ass. Just kidding.
Yeah, sure. The motherfuckers look like two flat tires. So
your mom's ass looks like two flat tires. Okay.
It looks like when a big rig has the tire flaps to protect it, like the mud flaps, but then they both fall off and then get run over, so they're flatter.
Oh my god, that sounds terrible. That sounds like what your face looks like.
No,
fucking
shut the
dick face.
Shut up. All right, take care.
All right, Bo, have a good night.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.
And that was the end of that. So I hope you guys enjoyed those quick catching ups with family and friends. Check in with your family. You forget about just the simple conversations you guys could have with one another. It is it's a lot of fun. You forget it. One of the biggest things that I've noticed about just the simple like phone conversations are you think you're not going to have enough to talk about. You think that you don't have like any sort of need for that communication. But then once you do, you're like, oh shit, I have so many things to say, things to reminisce on, things to laugh about, things to learn. And I think that's just what we do, man. We got to have isolation is a lot better. Well, not just when you have somebody there with you, but it's a lot better when you have, when you find the outlets, when you reconnect with family or friends, even if it's through a distance, even if you guys don't follow through on future plans of seeing each other, at least you're having some kind of flow of communication. Like I feel more uplifted after that. And I hope y'all did too. You just listened in to me talking to Cindy Arvina, who is a comedian, Chris Crittenden, who they're a comedy couple who have been always so really like kind and polite and funny. Then you heard my cousin, and she And I, you know, obviously we grew up together, but there was one of those things where we were in her quinceañera, and then we didn't even get to the story where she, you know, married somebody to get them their citizenship, and she wore for her wedding dress was the same dress as her quinceañera dress. Like it was a whole thing, but we'll get more into that kind of stuff in the future. Y'all take care, have yourselves a great time, and I'm sure I'll be annoying you guys with my voice again soon. Bye-bye.